We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So buying stuff, like I just found out a fact about you.
What?
That I'm kind of fascinated by.
Why? What happened?
We're talking about retail therapy because the average American, this report just came out that the average American spends over $1,600 a year on purchases that they don't necessarily need. They just make them to cheer themselves up.
Okay. It's about emotion and feelings. Okay.
And so we're talking about that before we get on the air. And Steve's like, you don't ever shop to make yourself feel better ever.
Oh, I don't. I know. To me, shopping's like it's something. It's like taking the garbage out. It's something that you can, or brushing your teeth. It's something you just have to do. You just do.
You're never like having a bad day. You're feeling fat, and or you're feeling no. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to think of something that got you down, or like your car's been sucky, and you're like just anything, or your boss yelled at you, and then you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna go buy that TV.
I don't.
I want the big old curved Samsung. Like
no, I did have to upgrade that stuff recently, but it's because I kind of had to. And the only thrill I got from it when it was finally being mounted on the wall and hooked up and everything was working right. I can understand you, though. For you, it's the process. It's, oh my gosh, I want that. And then I get to make, you're all excited in the car, then the trip down to the store.
Yeah.
Then you're excited going into the store.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're surrounded by, you're excited.
All that.
To me, it's just like, it's taken out the garbage.
But I will say this. Here's the thing about me and retail therapy. Then the Catholic in me kicks in.
The guilt?
So, yeah, right after I buy it, I have buyer's remorse. It sucks.
Defeats the whole. Oh. Now you're just making yourself feel bad
Like, I spend way more than $1,600 a year to cheer myself up. And
what was the last thing? Like, what cheered you up? What'd you purchase that?
The biggest thing I bought, and this was a few years ago, I bought a Taylor guitar, a Koa wood. Beautiful. It's a Koa is like in a Hawaiian wood. It's very dark. It's very beautiful. I'd always wanted that guitar, and I was just it was just a crappy week. Nothing was going right. I wasn't feeling good. And I just was like driving down the road and I saw a music store that had Taylor guitars on it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in and see if they have any of those. And they had one and it was like $3,500.
Holy smokes.
And I just slapped the credit card down. I'm like, I'll make payments on it. I wanted it. And I walked out of the store and I took it home and I strummed it and it was beautiful and it was amazing. And I was like, what the F did I just do?
Oh, see, that defeat, you just went through this great high of an experience and then it just downer.
But don't all highs come with a crash?
But see, it shouldn't be.
I know, my crash comes way too fast.
It's like
literally I'm driving out of the store going, no! What did you know?
But see, I can't relate to that because to me, shopping's not therapy. It's just something you have to
do. Little D, are you more like me? Do you get any joy out of it? Or are you more like Steve?
I'm kind of right in between you. Like sometimes it makes me feel great. And then other times, like I'll get home and do exactly what you did where I'm like, what did I do? Why did I do that?
What do you buy when you're retail therapying yourself?
Video game stuff.
Okay.
So you know what it is for you and for me?
You can't afford them. And then you feel bad.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, for sure.
But I can't afford it, and so I don't get that low.
Because you have no dependence.
Right,
you have
I don't
no
get
responsibility.
That low. Yeah, so.
For both of us, though, I do the guitar because it reminds me of my youth.
Yeah.
Right? And you're with the video games.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh,
that's your retail therapy is to go like.
Back to when you had no responsibility in your youth. Yeah.
To be Steve again.
Right, exactly. Huh. Wow, now that you say it.
See, you guys could be me at any time you want.
It would cost me a lot. More
kids, wives.
And I'm not sure I want to go that route.
There's a lot of people I want to be, and you're somewhere on the list. So we would like you to tell us what you've done for retail therapy. If you've done something big, if you went out and bought something. So we've got this, like, I don't know where we pulled all these from Reddit or somewhere. Someone went out and bought a 43-inch flat screen TV because their boyfriend broke up with them.
Okay, see, I see women doing this maybe a little bit more than men.
I don't see women. You know what I see women doing? I don't want to be all.
We throw parties. We get drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Women, I feel like, go buy jewelry. and don't shut up everyone who's writing me an angry letter. I'm not trying to stereotype, but like what? They go buy jewelry or they go to do spa days. That's their retail therapy. They spend a bunch of money prettying themselves up
for the next guy.
Sort, yes. Oh, they'll okay. go get their nails did, their hair did.
Yeah. Our intern broke up with her boyfriend a while ago, like a couple interns ago, and I knew. I was like, we're going to see a new haircut and a new hair color any day.
That and was sure retail enough. Therapy.
Absolutely.
And okay. You don't go to like Great Clips or where you go to like...
Like it's like the $350 haircut where they do it with a sword and light it on fire and then dye it. And, yeah, totally.
So if you've used retail therapy, if you've done something, bought something amazing to make yourself feel better. I mean, this stat is $1,652 per year is the average that people are
blowing. That's a lot.
That's a ton, isn't it? If you're one of those retail therapy people, we'd love to hear your story. Cassidy?
Yay.
Retail therapy.
When my ex-girlfriend broke up with me, I decided to splurge and make myself feel better, and I bought my first car.
Oh,
you
wow.
dropped your whole $1,600 and then some all in one retail therapy moment. Wow.
I really did.
Did it make you feel better, or did you have that thing that kicks in on me, the full-on Catholic guilt, buyer's remorse kind of thing?
Are you kidding me? I feel great.
You
for
do.
One, I had a car, and for two, I had a really nice car, so it was great.
That's a lot, but that's cool. It's your first car. It's kind of like a constant memory of how you got your car, though, in a way.
You can't stop thinking about it. I had to get broken up with to get this bad boy. Yeah, that kind of sucks. That's a great one, though. Thank you for the call, Cassidy. Candy?
Yeah.
You are disguised, and your name is clearly not Candy, so what was your retail therapy?
I had a boyfriend who cheated on me, actually, and so he had left a Rolex at my house, and there wasn't a Rolex, it was some, I can't remember what it was called, it was an expensive watch, and then he had his laptop at my house, which was a MacBook, and so I pawned them, and went shopping with that, and got a haircut and color, and I also was able to buy a cute new bracelet.
So you broke up with him and pawned all of his stuff.
Stole his stuff, pawned it.
Yeah, I just stopped talking to him completely. And
shopping spree. That's good for you.
Some good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a Casio watch if she was able to afford all that. Steve was spitballing some brand names of that nice watch. But thank you for the call, Candy.
Fun.
Jennifer.
Yay.
Retail therapy. What'd you do?
So basically, I found out that my husband cheated on me.
Oh.
So, yeah, obviously, I wanted to do something big. I booked my dream trip. I flew out to India, China, Japan, and then came home, and I took my girlfriend with me.
Wait.
And he paid for it?
Yeah, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, basically it was like to make him feel better, and I guilted him into it. But yeah, it's something that I'd wanted to do.
And he didn't get to go?
It was just you and a girlfriend sleeping your way off across three continents?
Yeah, I told him I wanted some space, and I told him I just needed time to like get out, and like this is something I've wanted to do for a really, really long time. I wanted to see the places that, like, we talked about. He gave me permission, and, I felt so much better after the trip.
And then you guys worked it out? You stayed together?
Nope. Still divorced him and took half of his money.
Okay.
So you got your dream trip. He thought this
was
his penance.
$20,000. Yeah,
easily.
I'm done, right? I'm off the hook. And then bam.
You came back and served him.
With a nice tan. And
nope. kind of a little nasty surprise, just like when I found out he was cheating.
Wow,
did you sleep with anybody on the trip?
Yeah, you did.
Did you?
No, I did not. Uh-huh. I was good. But I definitely flirted with a lot of hot.
Yeah, foreign men.
Good for you. That's the game to play.
That's a retail therapy revenge all wrapped up in one. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. Heather?
Yay.
Retail therapy. Oof.
So last year, I locked myself out of my apartment. I literally lost my keys, had to stay at a friend's overnight, and was so upset because I still couldn't find them the next day. So I went online, and I bought two brand new gold tuba mouthpieces. because I play the tuba.
I was going to say, I hope you play the tuba.
Otherwise, it's an awkward...
It's a... Don't worry, I totally do. Very serious.
No, it's...
I collect tuba mounts.
I would say this. It's a much better call if you don't. I just decided, you know what I need in my life?
A couple of...
Big old tuba mouthpieces.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.